remaining where he stood. My weapons follow me. Two young women came out from behind the ruins, treading with soft, sure steps. The crowd immediately parted, then stepped back and thinned out. The two women grinned, flashing their teeth and narrowing their eyes, from whose corners broad tattooed stripes ran towards their ears. The muscles of their powerful thighs were visible beneath lynx skins wrapped around their hips and on their sinuous arms, naked above their mail gloves. Sabre hilts stuck up behind their shoulders, which were also protected by chainmail. Slowly, very slowly, the spotty-faced man bent his knees and dropped his knife on the ground. A rattle of stones and a scraping sound echoed from the hole in the rubble, and then two hands, clinging to the jagged edge of the wall, emerged from the darkness. After the hands then appeared, in turn, a head of white hair streaked with brick dust, a pale face and a sword hilt projecting above the shoulders. The crowd murmured. The white-haired man reached down to haul a grotesque shape from the hole, a bizarre bulk smeared in blood-soaked dust. Holding the creature by its long reptilian tail, he threw it without a word at the fat alderman's feet. He sprang back, tripping against a collapsed fragment of wall, and looked at the curved